Hello, and welcome to the UX Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Worthington. The goal of UX Hustle is to help UX designers design the career they love, maximizing the benefit of this multifaceted industry and strong community. We talk about what's really going on in UX and what it's like working in it, and interview people that are actively navigating their careers and UX. We don't expect to have all the answers, but we do keep searching, keep listening, and learning. Because at the end of the day, you are the user of your career. Hello, and welcome to the UX Hustle podcast. So today we're starting a series called How to Change Careers into UX. And to start, today we're talking about, is UX the career for me? And the reason I wanted to start with a series like this of how to change careers in UX is because I do get a lot of questions about it, of how do I make the change? How do I figure out if UX is the right role for me? How do I figure out the different skills and tools and all the things? Really just how do I get started? Because it seems like a very daunting task to pivot your career all the way into UX, depending on really any industry that you're coming from. I was going to say, depending on the industry, but really no matter what industry you're coming from and pivoting into UX, it always feels like a really big change. It feels like there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of just unknowns. And so I think of this change into UX in a series of stages, going from deciding if UX is the right career for me, then how do I get all the skills and tools to be able to get into UX? Then how do I get myself career ready for a job search to showcase my work, to showcase myself as a UXer so that I can get hired? And then the final step of, now that I landed that first UX role, now what? And that's a piece that I don't hear a ton of people talking about that I really want to make sure that we incorporate here. So if you have additional questions you want answered or discussed during this series of how to change careers in UX, email them to me at amanda@uxhustle.org. And even if we aren't able to get it into this series in time, we'll definitely be creating more content around this, answering your questions, whether that's here on the podcast, on Instagram at the UX Hustle or at Amanda M. Worthington, or on LinkedIn. There's a plethora of ways and places that we can answer these questions and get them out to you. So the first question of what we're covering today is UX the career for me? So maybe you've heard about UX and something about it has piqued your interest. Maybe it's the creativity, the problem solving, the advocacy for users and accessibility, you know, being in the tech space in general, the collaboration, the like working style of being a UXer. For me, a big aspect was the iteration, the forever changing, the, you know, how are we going to make things work? And this idea of things not needing to be perfect, that we're going to use the information that we have to the best of our abilities, make decisions using that information, test and iterate, and move quickly, intentionally, but quickly. And I always appreciated that. And maybe it's the overthinker in me or the perfectionist, but I feel like UX, the UX process has really given me permission to go down that path, to figure out, you know, how can I make the best decisions and the best moves that I can right now, and then put it out there to get additional feedback to make even better decisions. So the first thing you want to do is identify what that thing is for you. What specifically is making you interested in UX? Because while that was, you know, my experience, what was important for me in UX, that might not resonate with you. That might not resonate with your experience, with depending on what stage of learning about UX you're in, that might not even be on your radar. And that's totally okay. I think the important thing is to know why you're starting to get curious. What about UX is making you interested? Because for every person, it's a little bit different. And that's because we all have different experiences, different stories, different strengths and skills that we want to leverage more of. And usually it comes from a place of, you know, there's certain aspects of my current career or my current day in and day out job that I'm not able to fully utilize. And I see that opportunity in UX. And so when we're able to see what those areas are that we're most excited about, it gives us an idea of just what are some of the data points that are making us interested. Because, and then especially depending on where you're at in this stage, because for me, when I got to this stage, I had been exploring a couple different avenues, reading articles, daydreaming about other careers. Like for me, I was exploring what would it mean to go back to school and get into architecture, or to go back to school and get into vet services, be a veterinarian. And when you're daydreaming about those different careers, you can kind of see some themes of the different reasons that you're most interested in those careers. And sometimes you can spot right away when a career isn't going to work. Like for me, like vet, as I learned more about the vet industry, I learned that it really wasn't a good fit for me for a multitude of reasons, but one of them being the actual medical aspect and the injuries and deaths associated with vet services. And I knew that that wasn't something that I would want, I could handle, or that I would want more of in my career. And so if you haven't gone through that stage yet of daydreaming about all the possible careers that you could be interested in, that you're gravitating towards, I really recommend doing that first, of just laying it out all out on the table, get a healthy list of possible careers and daydream. Then if UX is still at the top, then you can proceed with adding more information. Because what's nice is once you choose a path, and in this case, we're assuming you're choosing UX, then you can go down that rabbit hole a little bit further and a little bit further to gain the information that you need to continue to make a decision about whether or not getting into this career path is right for you. So the next question, after you've decided that you want to at least like focus on UX as a career path, and you've identified what about UX is making you most interested in it, then we want to ask, what information do you need in order to know and have more confidence in knowing that UX is for you? So each person needs a different level of confidence before jumping into a new career. So it's important to know like what yours are. What level do you need to be at to make that leap? And what are the things, whether that's the information, the experience, the practice, the knowledge that you get from other people, what are those things that are going to bring you to that point of confidence, that's going to give you the information that you need to inch yourself closer to, yep, I'm on the right path. This makes sense. This is where I want to be going. For some people, they can make a decision right away. For other people like me, I needed to really inch my way forward in gathering enough information, and not just, I needed a combination of information and knowledge and my own personal experience of really embodying what it meant to be in UX, to be a UX designer, in order to decide that that was the right path for me. And so, do you need more confidence in knowing what the challenges of the work are, what the day in the life is, or whether or not you'll even like the work once you get in it? Because that's an important thing too. When I think about how, you know, how we all kind of figure out what path we want to go down, we pick a major in college, if you decided to go to college, and you choose that major, you learn all the things that you need to like execute doing that thing. Like for me, I went to school for engineering. So I took a lot of different engineering classes. And it wasn't until I got an internship or worked on specific projects with a company that I got the hands-on experience of what it meant to be a civil engineer. And the same is true with UX. You know, you want to balance out the difference between getting the knowledge and the information that you need, but with the internalization of that information and what it means for you, of doing the hands-on work so that you get a feel, like a real feel for what it's like to do the work, to be in that position as a UX designer. It's important to define the kind of information you need to feel confident so that you can focus your efforts in getting those questions answered. Otherwise, it's easy to stay in a learning about everything mode much longer than we planned. Because honestly, it's fun to learn. That sounded really nerdy. It's fun to learn. It's fun to learn new things. It's fun to check off those boxes and gather all the knowledge and information that we can. And you want to remember that we're not just learning for the sake of learning. We're learning in order to make a decision. We're learning in order to gather information to know if this career is the right step for us, or if there are other opportunities that we can learn about through learning about UX and through integrating what we're learning and applying it to real things in UX. So then you want to think, once you figure out the kind of information that you specifically need, then you want to figure out how to get that information. So you can talk to people in UX. This can be people that made the same switch in careers that you did. For a lot of people, that's helpful. I know there are a lot of people that have switched from architecture, from teaching, from engineering, from customer service. There's a plethora of some common switches that people have made. So you can find and talk to those people, or not. You can talk to people that are just in UX in general and learn more about their experience, about their day in and day out life, about how they made that switch, how things have changed over time, and get just more information. This is also a great way to expand your network. And speaking of network, going to meetups, whether that's virtual or in-person events, can be so helpful in meeting more people and learning more about the industry, because that'll give you an idea of the kinds of things that people are talking about in the industry and what are the big topics and challenges that people are facing, and facing enough that, you know, people have decided to make a whole event around it. So going to those meetups, talking to people, those can be really, really helpful. Then reading articles on the top challenges in being a UXer. You know, every career has challenges, every single one. And so you want to know the specific ones that are in UX so that you can, you know, go in eyes wide open with what are the challenges that you would face as a UXer. Because once you know those challenges, you can say, oh, those are the kinds of challenges that I can get behind. Those are the kinds of challenges that I would love to face. Or you can see them and say, maybe not. Maybe those challenges aren't the ones that I want to be focusing on day in and day out. And even within UX, remembering that there's so many different niches and industries and places that you can find yourself in UX. And so keeping an open mind, it's okay that if you find something out and you're like, this really isn't for me, or I'm a little concerned about this area of the career, or of the industry, or of the day in and day out tasks, that's okay. Just make sure you're writing those things down as you're finding them out, because they can really help you in determining what additional steps you would want to take. If those are things that you want to continue to learn more about in order to build more confidence, or if those are areas that you can build a pivot around of, maybe UX design isn't where I want to put my focus, but because of reasons XYZ. But knowing that, I think that further moves me towards UX research. Let me learn more about that and see if that fits where I'm at or what I'm interested in a little bit more. it's important to figure out the different things that you need and the different ways that you can get the information you need so that you can make a better decision. So knowing what those challenges are can be really helpful. And then you can also take a small course in UX, web design, visual design, depending on what specific areas you're most interested in, so that you can see what it's like. And hey, bonus points if it's hands-on with a small project involved, because then you can apply the skills that you're learning. You can get that experience of embodying what it's like to, you know, take over that piece of the UX puzzle. And it can be really helpful to like put that hat on and try it on and see how it feels. And with those small courses, you really have a lot of flexibility between time commitment you want to spend, expense that you want to make, or yeah, cost. you can decide how much you want to invest in a course with your time and money when looking at this. And I usually recommend starting with the thing that you're most excited about. So for me, I was most excited about the coding aspect, honestly, which really isn't UX. And I know that, but I like the idea because I did have a background in coding, the ability to apply that in different ways. And so I started with a web design and development course so that I can get that well-rounded experience. Now for other people, they might be super interested in visual design. So going down that path to see how you like it, what the skills are required, and getting that hands-on experience might help you more. And same with research, same with information architecture, any of those spaces. But you can also go and take a general course on UX and just get a lay of the land and get that experience. Because we're talking about all things career change today, I wanted to share one of my favorite resources. During my career change into UX, affirmations were my favorite way to instill confidence and keep imposter syndrome at bay. During my coursework, job search, and even once starting my first UX role, affirmations were an important part of my daily practice. And so I went through all my past notebooks and compiled the 50 must-have affirmations to help you land your first UX role and supercharge your job search. You can get them by going to uxhustle.org/affirmations. Again, that's uxhustle.org/affirmations for the 50 must-have affirmations to help you land your first UX role and supercharge your job search. Hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. There really is no wrong path here. It's about figuring out what things are going to answer the questions that you have and ultimately give you confidence in a yes or no or maybe as you're pivoting into UX. So figuring that out for yourself and reflecting on the questions that you have, the ways and resources that are at your disposal to be able to get that information. And then like one of the most important pieces of this whole journey of figuring out is UX the career for me is reflecting. So after each new piece of information or experience that you get, reflect on what you learned. Is this bringing you closer to making a decision? Are there specific pieces that you enjoy more than others right now? Are there still big questions that you want answered? You want to write those things down because you don't necessarily need to tackle them all at once, but there's an opportunity to revisit them later as you continue to gain new information and knowledge. And with the information that you're gaining through this experience of talking to different people, going to networking events, embedding yourself as part of the UX community, reading articles, taking courses and implementing what you're learning and applying what you're learning, you're not just learning about UX. You're also learning about yourself, your values, your likes and dislikes, and getting a closer idea of the kind of work that you want to be doing going forward. And that's incredibly valuable. And that's important too, of as you're going through this process, you're learning about yourself. You're learning about where you want your career to go in a very tangible way. And yes, we're talking in the context of UX, but this could be anything. So once you've reflected and you're reflecting and continuing to learn more information to answer the additional questions that you have, you're going to keep repeating that process until you get to a point where you have a clear picture of the industry, how you could fit into it, what parts you like, don't like, and aren't so sure about. And for the questions, decide if they're worth the effort of getting answered and the best way to get those answered. Because for some things, for some questions, they might not be as big of a question as we think, where no matter what the answer of the question is, it might not impact whether or not you want to stay in UX or not. Or you know that it's a bigger question, but that there's a couple different answers or ways to get around that question, and you just need more context for where you want to be. So in that case, it's like, if you have a question at that point, after doing a bunch of research, getting the information, applying the work, and you know that it depends on if you want to get into research more, if you want to be a generalist, the kinds of industries that you want to be working in, and those kinds of questions, you know, are not going to make or break whether or not you're going to get into UX or not. You know that those are additional questions for the next phase of how do I get the strengths and skills to pursue a career in UX? And you'll learn more about where exactly you fit in later on. For the things you find out that you don't like, reflect on how big of a part of the career that is and if it's a true deal breaker. Is there a slightly different path that minimizes those don't likes? Or do you just need to learn more about it and get new skills to get better at it? Sometimes that can happen where you think you don't like something because you're new at it and you're just honestly not very good at it yet. And that's okay. I know for me, I got super frustrated with visual design for a long time because it was new to me. I didn't have those same skills. I didn't have the background that other people had because I didn't go to school for visual design. And so realizing that at the time, I didn't like that, but it was more about I didn't like not being good at something than it was I didn't like the actual work itself. So being able to separate that, or even if you don't have a clear answer on, yep, that's it, I'm just not very good at it yet, that's okay. Just being open to that and asking yourself that question of, do I just need to put in a couple more hours? Do I need to learn this in a slightly different way? Or is it, man, if I spend all my time doing this, I am not going to be happy. Then that's okay too. Again, like taking note of these different thoughts and experiences that you're having so that you can paint a bigger picture of, you know, whether or not this career is right for you, or what aspects of it you want to be on the lookout for to see patterns and trends later on. Because if you start and there's something you don't like and you decide, you know, maybe it's just because I'm not great at it yet, and that's frustrating for me. And then, you know, you take a specific course to get your skills up in that area and you end up being really great at it, but then you pause and reflect and realize, actually, I don't like how this feels as my day in, day out work. Like, I don't like this process. I don't like the amount of time I'm spending on this specific area. Then you can make a decision from there of, okay, I eliminated the, what I thought the issue was, which is that I needed new skills or to get better at it. And I ended up finding out that I really don't like doing this day in and day out, even though I can be pretty proficient at it. It's just not where I want to be spending my time, and that's okay. And making decisions along the way to get you to that place so that you have a clearer picture. So then for the likes, you want to do the same thing. Do you want to keep pulling on that thread of the activities and tasks and industry knowledge areas that you're most interested in and see how much more you could do? Do you want to check that off and see what other paths maximize those likes the most. Like, if you really enjoy interviewing people and you love that, then you get to choose. Do you continue pulling on that thread of becoming like the best user interviewer and learning more about qualitative research and going down that path? Or do you say, you know what, I'm really good at that, and now I know that. Let me move on to a different area and see if I like something else the same way. And most importantly, through all of this, this question of, is UX the career for me? I want you to remember that there's no wrong paths here. If you get to a certain point and find that UX isn't the career or path for you, that's totally okay. And actually amazing because you learned something, like, and you got feedback and now you can move on and either go back to that original daydream list of career options or take what the new information you learned by exploring this career path and make a new decision and keep pivoting and figuring out, you know, wayfinding your way through your career. And it doesn't mean anything negative if you decide to choose a different path. If you end up uncovering even more answers, that can be a good thing. And it can also be awesome if you find even more questions. So don't give up and stay curious and reflective. Go down the rabbit hole of learning, but stay grounded in why you're doing the research and work. And again, it's easy to get caught up in the never-ending loop of learning. So keep yourself grounded, keep yourself curious and excited and reflective on what you're wanting to get out of this journey, of this career, and how it fits into your life overall. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the UX Hustle Podcast. To continue these conversations, you can follow us on Instagram at the UX Hustle or join our Slack community through the link in our show notes. If you love this episode, please write a review and subscribe.